today, so perhaps Secretary Kepler would like to take the first on.
It's one of those kind of bittersweet days, Mr. Chairman, Commission members, people listening. We have two of our longtime members leaving. Actually, one is the last day today. Bob Snyder is the Assistant Director for Parks. I got to know Bob well since about 4.5 years ago, and Bob has been incredibly steady. He has one of the best senses of humor I think I've ever had before. It's kind of dry at times, but it's a great sense of humor, which I appreciate. But there's a proclamation that the staff wrote. And with your patience, I'd like to be able to read that for people, and I think it's done a very good job. It's written by the people that know him well, and I think it comes out how the staff feel about him, Mr. Chairman. So, whereas Bob Snyder has happily served the people of South Dakota for over 41 years, a long time, Bob, the majority of that time he spent working with small towns, the communities of the state to improve their quality of life in the South Dakota state park system at the same time, and whereas Bob has been a center of nearly every development operational issue South Dakota state parks over the past 3 decades, and whereas Bob has been a catalyst in campground expansion over the years, including expanding the park system by 1/3 while overseeing the integration of the Corps Engineer lands in the South Dakota State Park System, and whereas Bob's impact has primed the park system for continued success even after his departure from his mentorship, leadership of the park staff throughout the state to implementing and operating a model where expanding self-efficiency and preventative maintenance are forefront, which I certainly appreciate, Bob. Whereas Bob's been a mentor and a friend as well as a boss. He valued and promoted employee excellence and quality customer service. He believed in staff, giving them the initiative, resources needed for them to succeed. With just a few strokes of the red pen, he managed to make all of this sound more professional. And whereas Bob was always quick to share advice, a laugh, and his homemade deer sausage, which is truly outstanding, with his coworkers, and whereas Bob has made countless significant contributions to the field of parks and recreation, it is fitting and proper to make a special note of this outstanding South Dakota on this momentous occasion. So Bob, thank you for all the work.
Thank you, Kelly. That was nice. Boy, it's been a heck of a career. It has been 41 years, and actually started out over at Department of Transportation for about 8 years, and then I moved into Game Fish and Parks 1986, I guess, 33 years ago. And since that time, I've had a lot of different jobs. I've done a lot of different things. Enjoyed every one of them, and had a chance to work with the commission probably over the last 15 years or so in the assistant director's positions that I've had, and it's good work that we do. I don't have to tell any of you that, but it is. It's vital work. It's important work. And it's hard work. We're messing with people's leisure time. And nothing more precious than that to people. And who's the best expert there is on your hobby? Well, that's you, the public. And so I'm trying to find that balance and keep everybody happy. It's hard work, but we get it right most of the time. And it's gratifying. And just don't ever diminish it or forget how important it is. It's looks messy sometimes, but that's the way it should be. It's democracy at its best. So not going anywhere. Actually, my wife and I are both retiring today, which is pretty neat. And we're going to be a lot more busy going forward than we have been looking back. I think got a lot of things to do. So thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Look forward to having a beer with you and your wife tomorrow afternoon. Yeah. I'm sure it's going to be something better than Bush Light, too, hopefully. So, yeah, I know that's directed toward you, Chris Hall. We do have we do have another member that I do want to recognize. Cindy, do you want to come up, please? This is what happens when you send a text to me that I do want to ignore. Dr. Cynthia Longmire has been with the department close to going on 8 years. You can come all the way to the front, Cindy. You know, you don't have to, you know. Cindy is become a friend of mine, a very personal friend of mine, great professional. I mean, I think yesterday you heard on the record, you know, from our deputy what it means to have social science, what it means in this process we're in right now. She's always asking good probing questions. It's also neat to see somebody who really wasn't avid hunter or fisher get back outside, although I do kind of regret today that we sent you to that training class, because that's where he met her future husband, but at any rate, that was still $10,000 well spent, Scott, not. But it's just interesting to watch, because we talk about mentorship and what's important in this state to bring people in, and Cindy's a prime example that we saw her come fishing, and now, I mean, she's an avid fisherman. The other night, how many fish did you catch? Too many to count, and that tells you something. But Cindy, you're an incredible professional. You know, you're not going away. I mean, you're still going to be in the professional world. We're happy to have that. We appreciate the time you have spent with us and the contributions. You know, a lot of people are not going to know your name, but they're going to recognize the importance. And those questions we're having yesterday about what's the commission trying to do, those are all directed toward social science and making sure that the people listening providing the opportunity you want, because otherwise, as a biologist, we typically, at least myself, focus on other things. So, Cindy, your contributions have been outstanding. We certainly appreciate it. Thank you very much. And we have one more, but James isn't here yet. And when James shows up, Mr. Chairman, we'll let you know, but appreciate your time this morning. By the way, also, I should mention, Dr. Longmire is getting married in 3 weeks, about 3 weeks. Yeah, so down in Tennessee.